This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ollie Alexander was telling me during the break he expects to hear from the January 6th Witch Hunt Chi-Com Committee.
Look, they don't want me to come out and talk about anything. It's not against the law. They didn't inform me that I couldn't talk about anything. And still, I'm respecting the process. Notice, I'm not talking about necessarily, you know, pull quotes or the contents, but the look and the feel, because the American people deserve this, including people on the left. Again, I support an independent investigation into January 6th, because what you're going to find is there's some bad actors on both sides. But, you know, the idea that you're going to beef up Capitol Security by repealing the First Amendment, which, by the way, is a Hillary Clinton plan after Citizens United. Look that up. You know, it's preposterous. The idea that the FBI, you know, the pipe bombs. Why aren't we investigating the pipe bombs? Those pipe bombs were sent there to attack us and our crowd. And yet it's being phrased as we plant the pipe bombs. And so it's like, oh, wow, well, it's funny because when there's a pipe bomb, that gave the FBI jurisdiction over the Capitol. Interesting. So why can't we know who the FBI was employing in the crowd?
Well, the good news is nobody's buying it. I want to give you, there's only like a few hundred of these left. We saved back. Well, I think losers that got them. If we're able to survive in the next year. There's going to be special stuff for folks that are members. Founding member George Washington slaying the dragon, coined for Ollie Alexander.
Oh, my. Surprise gift. It is Christmas, huh?
Absolutely. So I appreciate you.
Oh, look at that.
It's good. There's only 10,000 of those. We appreciate you. We got 3 minutes left. Closing comments, Ollie Alexander, before Paul Joseph Watson, the true mastermind of January 6th, takes over. I'm joking. It's a joke. Go ahead.
No, I think it's really great to be here with you. I've missed, you know, the camaraderie and the friendship, you know, that we've built. There's certainly not just a chilling effect on our First Amendment rights, but they eliminated parts of our First Amendment rights. And when I'm asked by people of Australia and people of the United Kingdom and people of Canada, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas who are fighting tyranny in their countries, when will the U.S. protest? When you guys protest, it will bring legitimacy to our protests. I said, you have to understand, we're operating in a different paradigm. January 6th was not about Trump. It wasn't about Alex or Ali. It was about enforcing the variant mandatory vaccine dystopian lockdown. They knew that they needed to go back
and lock down. Demonizing opposition.
Yeah. And the First Amendment, you know, lawyers will tell you it gives you 3 rights. I say it gives you 4 rights. And they eliminated those. So right now, the best organizers are deplatformed. Everyone's full of fear as the FBI tackles parents in PTA meetings. And then you got a threat tag where you can't fly, you can't travel, you can't make money.
And leftist groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, are online tracking what sites you visit and letting you know they're watching you. I mean, wow, that's the real threat.
There was a government-level hack against the domain registrar that I use so they could get my credit card number, my address, and all the domains that I owed, and then hand that to the committee. Is the FBI investigating them? No. A government-level hack.
It's an elite revolution against the people.
Bingo.
It's the big corporations and the elites against the people, posing like they're an anti-establishment. And I believe these bullies will be defeated.
Andrew Breitbart was the late Andrew Breitbart, a friend of mine, was ahead of his time. Big government, big education, big media. It's about the bigs. It's about a monopoly that they want on power, control over our body, over our mind and our spirit. And we've got to resist this now. And so that's why, Ali came out of hiding. Ali is ready for the final round. 2022 is the final round of whether man will be free or man will be a slave. And so I'm just glad to be here with you. I'm glad that we got some exclusive of the agitators. Let's see the media ignore this. I gave this to the committee. They didn't have one question. We've offered it to the FBI. Maybe we've given it to them. And why are people tracking down these agitators that stormed the east side of the Capitol?
Why isn't Ray Epps being brought in?
Yeah, this is a hocus pocus.
All right, how do folks find you?
On Telegram. Telegram, Telegram, Telegram. It's an app on your phone. Ollie Alexander for updates. I'm not really updating my website, ollyalexander.org or stoptheseal.us, but I will. You know, it's about taking care of other people, getting these lawsuits. But the fight begins in January. The push back. The peaceful, dignified push back.
All right, Ollie Alexander, amazing. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right, Paul Watson takes over now.
So this could be literally your last chance with all the insane things happening in the world to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate krill oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got knockout sleep support, 50% off. Hair and beard support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. When you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
And I hate to report it to you folks, but there's bad news, bad breaking news. And it's the fact that Bill Gates has had to cancel his Christmas holiday plans because of Omicron. He tweets, as of about an hour ago, just when it seemed like life would return to normal. Yeah, as if he wants that. We could be entering the worst part of the pandemic. Omicron will hit home for all of us. Close friends of mine now have it, and I've cancelled most of my holiday plans. The world's smallest violin plays. He says, Omicron is spreading faster than any virus in history. It will soon be in every country in the world. The big unknown is how sick Omicron makes you. Well, no, that's not a big unknown, because we've got a massive test case. A major country that was infected with Omicron, well, over 6 weeks ago now, that we can look at, that we can extrapolate data from to prove in triplicate how sick Omicron makes you. And in the case of South Africa, the answer is not very. Now, you're going to go through this in America over the course of the next few weeks. We've had it slightly earlier because this variant entered the United Kingdom earlier and spread further than it has in the United States. And, of course, all the usual suspects, the ardent lockdown freaks, the hysterics, the alarmists, seized upon it from the very beginning to try to start the drumbeat for yet another lockdown. The same people who were proven spectacularly wrong during the first lockdown, the same people in the United Kingdom who were proven spectacularly wrong when they said that lifting the restrictions back in July would cause 6,000, in fact 7,000 hospitalizations a day. It never happened. We never went over 1,000. Those same people are making the same doomsday predictions once again, and they're already being proven wrong, which I'm going to get onto in a second in the context of the UK and London. But Bill Gates is trying to, again, whip up the drumbeat for another lockdown, for more restrictions in America, more mask mandates. And yet we have a test case in the form of South Africa, which proves that Omicron is, as some experts have said, nature's natural organic vaccine and could actually be a good thing in the fact that it's far less severe than Delta. Headline, COVID-19 hospitalizations in Omicron epicenter, South Africa, fall by 25%. This is over the course of the last week. They've dropped by 25%, once again indicating that the variant is milder than previous strains. This is according to the country's National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Number of people in hospitals suffering from the virus in South Africa has sunk to 5,600. No, don't say that. We want it to be this big, mean, bad monster that will kowtow everyone into complying even further and rolling on this never-ending pandemic into a third year. But the stats just aren't backing it up. Omicron is not living up to the hype. And all the freaks, all the triple maskers, are very perturbed about that fact. The seven-day rolling average for new infections in Gauteng province, which is where Johannesburg is located, also fell by more than 10,000. It's just not living up to the hype. And yet Bill Gates is out there saying, we don't know. We don't know how severe it is. Yes, we do. It's already peaked in London, in the UK. It's starting to decline. You see the headline there again, out of South Africa. The officials there, the health authorities, who have told their population to go out and celebrate Christmas without fear, have also advised the government, the health officials advising the government, to stop track and trace, stop quarantining Omicron contacts, because most don't experience any symptoms whatsoever. It's mild. We have another headline here. COVID cases continue, that's total COVID cases, including all their scariants, continue to fall significantly in South Africa. They peaked on December 15th at 26,976. Every single day after that, they have fallen and they continue to fall. We see in the early sense a similar scenario unfolding in London, in the UK, and this video highlights some of those key points, which is why Boris Johnson today has had to reject the alarmists, the lockdown zealots. They were trying to drumbeat him into announcing another lockdown, another cancelled Christmas. And even Boris Johnson has found the cojones to say no to them, at least for now, because of all the data that we've had for the past month now showing that this is mild. This could actually be a good thing. Here is the video. Omicron fails to live up to expectations. Let's roll that clip and I'll come back and talk about it more after the clip. Here it is. Omicron continues to be another massive letdown for those hoping to exploit it to lobby for another UK lockdown. The government said we'd be at 2 million new corona cases every day by Christmas. We're 4 days out from Christmas. The number today was around 90,000. And that was lower than yesterday. Boris says Omicron cases are surging. But Paul Hunter, professor in medicine at the University of East Anglia, says Omicron infections in the UK have already peaked. Boris says a tsunami of cases is coming. Yet COVID cases in South Africa peaked on December 15th and have dropped every day since. They tell us Omicron will overwhelm NHS hospitals. Yet in South Africa, the epicenter of the Omicron outbreak, hospitalizations have dropped by 25% over the last week. ICU admissions are 79% lower than the previous peak, again suggesting that Omicron is far milder. In Gauteng province, reported infections have been falling rapidly over the past week. Danish data shows that people with Omicron are both less likely to be hospitalized than those with other variants and released from hospital much more quickly. They tell us London is being overwhelmed by Omicron. Really? The growth in new cases per day of Omicron in London has crashed. They tell us hospitals in London are stretched to the limit. Really? From this amount of increase in hospitalizations, up to 40% of new COVID admissions in London are only diagnosed after arriving with another ailment. The UK's test positivity rate is not any higher than it was in October. The ONS says COVID-related deaths are at their lowest level since October. All this, and Boris Johnson is still probably about to impose a two-week circuit breaker, which will completely cripple the already devastated hospitality industry and ruin countless more livelihoods. The government is still not factoring in the horrendous damage their restrictions and lockdowns have on society after 22 months of this. Oh, it'll just be for 2 weeks, though, honestly. Yeah, you said that 2 years ago. Circuit breaker is just another euphemism for lockdown. But why? Is he actually reading any of this data? Read the frigging data. Data that once again proves the hysterical alarmist modellers have got it wrong yet again, just as they did on every previous occasion. Now, bear in mind that a few days ago here in the UK, as of Saturday, this is a headline out of The Guardian, UK scientists bringing curbs now or face up to 2 million daily COVID infections as Omicron spreads. They told us there'd be 2 million new daily cases every single day of COVID by Christmas Day, which is in 4 days' time, and they were still saying this 4 days ago. The official COVID case number for today, even with all their inflated numbers and inflated testing, and, you know, within 28 days of testing for it, is 90,000 is lower than it was yesterday. It peaked 6 days ago, and almost every day it's gone down. There are going to be 2 million new COVID cases a day by Christmas. Nowhere near that. They lied again. They tried to drumbeat us into lockdown based off the back of completely erroneous models that have been proven spectacularly wrong time and time again in the past. And thankfully, for once, Boris hasn't bought it, at least for now. Another Guardian headline says, New Year too late for extra COVID rules in England. Scientists reacted to dismay with Boris Johnson's decision not to impose fresh restrictions. It goes on to say the rate of growth in infection rates may already have plateaued or fallen by then. Like, that's a bad thing, that the rates have plateaued or fallen. That shows you exactly the true agenda. They wanted to get the lockdown in before the rates fell anyway, which they were going to do anyway, which all the data out of South Africa, a mild illness, low hospitalization, suggested was going to happen. That's happening. Lockdown zealots are in the mud. They're crying into their beer tonight. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, of course, Bill Gates isn't going to cancel his holiday. It's a giant ruse. He owns private jets. He's the biggest owner of farmland in the United States. He undoubtedly owns private islands where he can just fly his own staff out there on a whim and have a holiday away from the rest of the humanity that he clearly hates. This is a PR stunt. It's a public relations campaign to sow fear and dread in Americans at the height of the holiday season, to try and convince them that Omicron is dastardly, something to fear, something to justify further restrictions, mask mandates, lockdowns by the Biden administration, when all the data from South Africa, which has been going through this for 6 weeks, and all the early data from the UK and London, which has been going through this for about a month now, shows that it's not deadly. It's nothing to be afraid of. The symptoms are mild. The symptoms are literally cold symptoms. We have a professor here who's actually telling the truth, which probably Bill Gates should read. It says Omicron numbers may have peaked and lockdown might not be necessary. This is in the UK. Paul Hunter, professor of medicine at the University of East Anglia, said that rapid increase in COVID cases appeared to be slowing and that there was no need for a lockdown if that was shown to be true. He said measures such as social distancing and lockdowns never ultimately prevent infection unless eradication is a possibility. Again, they just kick the can down the road. In Scotland, by the way, they've announced today that if you go to a nightclub, you have to remain 2 meters distant from anyone else in a nightclub. Good luck with that. I saw an image earlier today. In fact, my brother sent it to me, where there's a gym with a squash court. And it says, because of COVID-19, you're not allowed to touch the walls on a squash court. Have you actually played squash? Pretty difficult to not touch the walls. So people are still freaking out over this full-bore total paranoia, and yet it's just not bearing out their alarmism. The other thing that's happening in the UK is that everybody has flu in the cold, especially in London. Yes, colds and flu still exist. I know the government told you that they completely eradicated them last year, but yes, colds and flu do actually still exist in London. So there's this nasty cold or flu bug going around. Everyone's got it. Everyone's freaking out thinking they've got Omicron and they're going to die because they've been brainwashed into supine cowards by the mass media. And so the test numbers are going parabolic. 25% increase in testing for COVID in the UK over the past week or 10 days, but then when you look at the tests that are positive, the percentage of tests that are positive, as the Daily Skeptic did in this headline, Omicron is not surging, Boris, there's a ton more testing and infections are already peaking. Again, the spike is an artifact of mass testing. The percentage of positive tests for COVID has slightly gone up, nowhere near the level that they claim necessitates a panic. So people have got the cold, they've got the flu, they feel ill, they think they've got Omicron, they're all freaking out. People are wearing masks outside, I've seen triple masks outside. In the UK generally, people didn't wear masks outside, it was like maybe 1 in 20 people. Now it's about 25%. So again, the public is terribly, terribly brainwashed. But it's the flu, it's a cold. My parents are triple jabbed, they don't listen to me. But when they got their booster shot, they also got the flu shot in the other arm at the same time. Imagine that, double shots. So they got the flu shot about 2 weeks ago. They come and visit me. I catch this flu bug, cold bug. Then they get it, even though they literally had the flu vaccine a few weeks ago because it works so well. Keep taking the shots. We also have a situation where the UK government reacted to this dastardly deadly Omicron outbreak, which is, they say, killed 12 people who died with it, who probably had like 16 comorbidities and were 84 years old, but 12 people,
They reacted to it by telling the public to go out and attend mass gatherings in the form of massive queues of hundreds and thousands of people outside of football stadiums, outside of hospitals, outside of vaccine injection centers. So the government's response to Omicron was not even to tell people to stay home. It was to tell them to gather in large groups in relatively close proximity so they could queue up and get the booster shot. We were told the vaccine, the booster shot, doesn't really fully protect you against Omicron. And then we were told a few days later the solution to Omicron was to get the booster shot, because that, of course, makes perfect sense. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge reports some good Omicron news. Symptoms remain extremely mild. UK cases peaking. Oh, no, don't say that. With the mainstream media scrambling to keep the fear factor over the Omicron factor pegged to the max, with much of Europe in the process of locking down. Oh, yeah, Europe's basically freaked out once again. They've cancelled football matches in Scotland. They're saying sports teams won't even be able to play in front of spectators. New lockdowns in Holland, Portugal, and all these other countries. Again, in response to a variant which is no worse than the common cold, according to all the experts in South Africa. Noting that Omicron has spread like wildfire in London, though, which in turn has made the UK the country with the most cases per million people, a DB strategist asks, how does this compare to what was seen in the South African province of Gauteng? And again, if you look at the graph here, it lags behind by about 10 days, but the peak in cases is following the exact same trend line as it did in South Africa, and it's already starting to come down in London, in the UK, as it did in South Africa. And again, I haven't got COVID, don't worry, I took a test, it's just the flu. So all the experts, or at least the ones that don't get amplified by the mainstream media, say this is nothing to worry about. It was nothing to worry about in South Africa. Bill Gates has cancelled his holiday. He's actually still going on holiday. It's a complete ruse. It's to terrify Americans into locking down, into wearing masks when they meet their own family members for Christmas dinner, into taking tests before they meet their own family members before Christmas dinner, and then being denied access to their own relatives' houses before Christmas dinner. It's all being done to drum up more fear, more division, more discord. Don't believe any of it. South Africa, and indeed now the UK in its early stages, has proven that it's alarmist, fear-mongering BS. Going to go on to talk about the vaccine itself now, because there was a former rep, if I can pull up the article here, it was California Democratic Rep Katie Hill, says she's tested positive for COVID at 8 months pregnant despite being fully vaccinated and boosted. Fully masked, fully vaccinated, COVID positive. Oh, but we can't say that anymore. Twitter's new rules, their new terms of service, say you can't say on Twitter that the vaccinated can still spread COVID. How many stories do we have every day of celebrities who are triple vaccinated, COVID positive? We had Senator Elizabeth Warren the other day, fully masked, triple vaccinated, COVID positive. Well, now, former Rep. Katie Hill says she has COVID while 8 months pregnant despite being fully vaccinated and receiving a booster. She made the announcement on Twitter, said she's not suffering from severe symptoms, but again, should she be allowed to make that announcement on Twitter, given that Twitter's new terms of service literally say that you can't say the vaccinated can still spread COVID? Maybe she's lying, maybe she's spreading medical misinformation, maybe she's giving out false information from a COVID test, I don't know. But Twitter says that's not possible, so I guess it's not possible. We'll be back some minute.
Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendent control. I've been on here 28 years. And all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, one of the Plan B restrictions that they introduced a couple of weeks ago here in the UK, based off of absolutely nothing, was of course COVID passports for events such as sporting events at sports stadiums, nightclubs, music events, and other events such as that. Of course, planning long term to expand that to other venues if we don't get it defeated, if we don't get it kicked out quickly. Well, now the French health minister has acknowledged that vaccine passports, far from their primary purpose being to stop the spread of the virus, which of course is a complete misnomer because Twitter is wrong, the vaccinated can and indeed do spread the virus. He says they're in fact a, quote, disguised vaccine mandate.
This is the French Minister of Health, who has admitted the vaccine passports are a disguised form of mandatory vaccines, despite President Macron claiming vaccine mandates will not be compulsory. Well, they'll just ruin your life, they'll crush your livelihood, they'll eliminate your relationships, your ability to go out and meet other people, even long-term your ability to buy food, as we've seen in New Brunswick in Canada and in Queensland in Australia. Now they're now literally giving the power to the supermarkets to ban the unvaccinated from being able to get in and feed themselves, very tolerant. In comments reported by French broadcaster La Chaîne Info, Oliver Varan revealed that the primary purpose of the country's COVID pass scheme was to force the unvaccinated to cave in. He said, quote, "The vax pass is a disguised form of vaccination obligation, but it's more effective." And again, in France, they've said they're going to eliminate the option for a negative test. So the option to provide a negative test, proving that you don't have COVID before entering a venue, will be eliminated, ensuring, therefore, that only the vaccinated who can still transmit the virus, catch the virus, will be allowed into the venue. So if you can literally prove on the spot that you don't have the virus, you're not allowed in. He says, preventing people from going to bars, restaurants, places that receive the public if they're not vaccinated is more effective than fining them €100 when caught in the street. In other words, making life miserable for the unvaxxed is the best way of forcing them to get vaccinated. He admitted it. Very candid comments. Meanwhile, airline CEO calls for the unvaccinated idiots to be ostracized from society. This is the CEO of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, who, by the way, is a Bilderberg member. He's part of the club, part of Davos, part of the global elite, part of the Great Reset. He's declared that anyone who remains unvaccinated should be completely cut off from society, including not being allowed to travel, go to the supermarket to get food, or the pharmacy to get medicine. If you're not vaccinated, you shouldn't be allowed in the hospital, you shouldn't be allowed to fly, you shouldn't be allowed on the London Underground, shouldn't be allowed in the local supermarket or your pharmacy either. I guess you could just die. He says you could sit at home and, you know, get your deliveries of medicines and food. Oh, how gracious of him. But you should not, you know, go to work or go on public transport unless you have a vaccine certificate, because, I mean, they work so well. They work so well. As we know, Twitter told us that the vaccinated can't spread the virus, even though there's literally countless examples of it on an hour-by-hour basis. The Japanese government, meanwhile, has taken a very different approach. It's told its citizens, quote, don't discriminate against the unvaccinated. Despite numerous major countries making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory, the Japanese government has told its citizens, don't discriminate against the unvaxxed. This was posted on the website for the Ministry of Health, Labour and Welfare, where it appealed to employers as well not to discriminate, not to force vaccination on their staff. The Prime Minister's website also contains a similar statement. Meanwhile, in Austria, they're hiring people. The government is about to pay people to, quote, hunt down vaccine refusers. The burden for enforcing the fines on unjabbed Austrians, which is, by the way, about €4,000, rising to €8,000. They double it every single time. They're not going to cart you off to a vaccination gulag to forcibly inject you. But if you don't pay the fines, which no person who earns a reasonable amount of income can possibly pay, they will forcibly cart you off to prison. So I guess that's fine. The city of Linz, which is home to 200,000 inhabitants, has a relatively low vaccination rate of 63%. So now the government there has responded by saying they'll hire an army of inspectors whose job it will be to check on whether those who do not get vaccinated really pay for it. And in this job advertisement, it said that one of the requirements would be for these vaccine-refusnik hunters to be able to work a lot of overtime. Let's go to this clip, though, now, because in Sweden, there's a new microchip which conveniently stores your COVID-19 vaccination status, and I'm sure that this won't be used for the rollout of a complete dystopia, the likes of which would make Orwell roll in his grave. Let's go to the clip. Here it is. There's a new implantable microchip that's so convenient it can store your COVID-19 vaccination data.
In Sweden, increasing numbers of people have implanted microchips with proof of their vaccination into their hands since the nation announced new COVID restrictions. When scanned, all of a person's information about their vaccination status is shown on a reader or phone.
No, this isn't a promo for a new series of Black Mirror. It's a very real product created by Swedish company Epicenter. Clip shows the company's chief distribution officer waving his implanted arm over a smartphone, which then displays his vaccination status. And if you think billions of people around the world won't gleefully sign up for this, having been suitably terrified at the prospect of some god-awful new threat, then you must have been living under a rock for the past 18 months. It's not as if any of this is even hidden anymore. Great Reset pioneer and 21st century Dr. Strangelove, Klaus Schwab himself, wrote about all this in his own book, Shaping the Future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Quote, some of us already feel that our smartphones have become an extension of ourselves. Today's external devices, from wearable computers to virtual reality headsets, will almost certainly become implantable in our bodies and brains. And don't forget, some governments are now giving supermarkets the power to ban the unvaccinated. No jab, no food. And maybe in a few years, no microchip, no food. The leader of UK's implant firm Biotech, Stephen Northam, believes implants are going to be mainstream in the next decade. Quote, in 10 to 15 years, microchip humans will be an everyday occurrence. Remember those crazy old-time conspiracy theorists who used to bang on about revelations? The mark of the beast, not being allowed to buy or sell without taking it. Remember how everyone laughed at their alarmist paranoia for decades on end? Well, it's not so funny now, is it? There you have it. And of course, with the cashless society, which has advanced in no greater place than Sweden, everything increasingly is being done by QR codes. Maybe if they just disallow your right to use a QR code, to use a smartphone, to have a bank account, then that will be tied into that as well. As the cashless society grows, the microchip becomes the only form of payment accepted. And again, the old timers were right. It is literally the mark of the beast. Meanwhile, ex-pro calls for investigation into footballers suffering heart problems, another thing that apparently doesn't exist. This is former England footballer Matt Letizia, who has called for an investigation into the spate of sportsmen and athletes collapsing with sudden heart problems, asserting he's not an anti-vaxxer and just wants more information. And they wonder. Every single day I see stories. Oh, only 86% of Premier League footballers in the UK have been vaccinated. There are so many footballers who are not getting vaccinated. They're so selfish. Well, maybe it has something to do with the fact that every single week now we see multiple young, fit, healthy athletes, peak physical condition, know what they want to put in the body. They've made a mistake in putting something in their body there. But their peak physical condition, their top athletes playing at the top of their game, and yet they're just mysteriously suddenly collapsing everywhere with heart problems, with breathing problems. Three more in the past week, as we point out in this article. You see one of them there. So Letizia has come out and said, quote, it's been very concerning for me watching the sport I love and played for 17 years. In all that time that I played, I never once saw any footballer leave the pitch because of heart issues. This is a very rare phenomenon, for it was up until last year. Now it's very common. Gee, I wonder why. We'll be back. Submit on news.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
I want to get to a couple of final videos here in the last segment, and we have one about the Great Reset. Of course, this has been percolating for about 2 years now, since the start of the pandemic. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, all the top technocrats and globalists repeatedly calling for the COVID-19 panic to be exploited to create the Great Reset. The media coming back and saying it's a conspiracy theory, it doesn't exist, or it does a kind of exist. But if you say it's a bad thing, then suddenly it doesn't exist. Here is the Great Reset still a conspiracy. There are new documents that have come out in the past couple of days, once again proving that this is very real, and the World Economic Forum works hand in hand with national governments to make sure they're pushing the consensus for the creation of a Great Reset. Here's the video. According to the New York Times, a baseless conspiracy theory. That proclamation was made after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said this.
The pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
And on the very same day that the World Economic Forum celebrated the Great Reset as a way to build future resilience to global risks, and the day before, John Kerry said the Great Reset was needed to stop the rise of populism. So if you suggest the Great Reset is a bad thing, it's a conspiracy theory and doesn't exist. But if you champion the Great Reset as a good thing, suddenly it does exist, and it's the best thing ever. New letters have been made public after a Freedom of Information Act request in the Netherlands, sent to members of the Dutch government by the World Economic Forum, inviting them to last year's Davos. The letters state, "The discussions will focus on shaping policies for the post-COVID-19 era under the theme
of the Great Reset. Your contributions to the work of the Great Reset will be especially critical at the annual meeting. Your participation in the deliberations in Davos could also ensure that the Netherlands takes a large role in shaping the future of the global trading system. The forum will work with your staff to ensure that your participation becomes a major force in shaping the Great Reset. The discussions will focus on shaping policies for the post-COVID-19 era under the theme of the Great Reset. Your contribution to the work of the Great Reset will be especially critical at the annual meeting. The forum will work with your staff to ensure that your participation becomes a major force in shaping the Great Reset. That's a lot of Great Resets for it to just be, as the New York Times claimed, a baseless conspiracy theory. As soon as the topic started trending, Twitter panicked and called in the fact-checkers. Trending in the United Kingdom, the Great Reset. The Great Reset is a sustainability plan pitched in response to the pandemic by the World Economic Forum. The plan, designed to reduce inequality, aims to revamp all aspects of global societies and economies, from education, climate policies, to social contracts and working conditions, according to Reuters and BBC. Methinks thou doth protest too much. Yeah, a few things they missed there. The very architect of the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, of the World Economic Forum, has called for risk assessment brain scans before you're allowed to travel. Implantable chips that read people's thoughts, minority reports, style pre-crime programs, and of course the overarching agenda encapsulated by the Great Reset, which is based around dismantling the current capitalist system in favor of a greater centralized technocratic control, which will lead to lower living standards, less fuel consumption, you owning nothing and being happy about it, the accelerated automation of jobs, and the complete evisceration of civil liberties. Much of this agenda is discussed in Klaus Schwab's books, one of which is literally called COVID-19, the Great Reset. But I guess those all just contain baseless conspiracy theories and don't exist either. Well, there you have it. And another thing that, of course, we know doesn't exist is COVID-19 vaccine side effects. Telegraph reports COVID vaccines linked to disrupted menstrual cycles in young women, Norwegian study finds. This is something that I was being told right at the start last year that this was happening. Coronavirus vaccines are linked to slightly, disrupted menstrual cycles in young women, especially heavier periods, according to a Norwegian study. Researchers at Norwegian Institute of Public Health asked 6,000 women aged between 18 and 30 about their menstrual cycles and bleeding patterns. Before and after receiving a COVID-19 jab, they found that 37.8% reported a disorder with their menstrual cycle. Hardly small fry numbers, is it? Another unfortunate side effect of the vaccine is that it kills some people. Zero Hedge reports death of 26-year-old New Zealand man linked to Pfizer vaccine. Surely not. Just when Pfizer and Moderna were pumping out FUD about the Omicron variant, alongside obviously optimistic data about the efficacy of their vaccine, which of course now you're going to need 200 of, the word has come out of New Zealand. Authorities there have linked death of 26-year-old man to the vaccine. I'm going to move on, though, now, because I've got one more video I want to come to, which is Twitch actually enforcing their terms of service fairly against streamers on the left, as they've been doing against streamers on the right, as YouTube, Twitter, etc. have been censoring and banning people on the right for, what, the past 6-7 years now. They finally enforced their own terms of service against left-wing streamers. This clip talks about it. Here it is. Widespread shock as a social media platform actually enforces its own rules against leftists without giving them unfair exemptions. Amazon-owned Twitch has permanently banned Vaush and given Hasan Piker a one-week suspension for repeatedly using the C-word slur. Twitch includes the C-word in their harmful slurs or symbols list. Piker argued that the word was acceptable to use because there's no historical or contemporary oppression against whites. That is aside from the very contemporary fact that anti-white vitriol is prevalent at every level of society, from corporate media to social media, where Twitter literally hosts spaces called Why Do White People Exist? From Hollywood's enforced diversity to the exaltation of the browning of America and the feverish celebration of the demographic decline of white people, to the fact that anti-white brainwashing literally riddles the education system in the form of CRT. That's why everyone's so shocked that Twitch took any action, because the only contemporary acceptable form of racism, the kind that in 99% of circumstances won't get you banned off any major platform, is that directed
against white people.
Do I think people should be banned from streaming because they said an offensive word? No. But I'm not going to defend Piker and Vouch, two people who have repeatedly called for others to be deplatformed when they get deplatformed. No, I have zero sympathy. Just like I didn't care when Navarra Media got banned for about 5 minutes. Despite a deluge of cringe conservatives rushing to their defense and helping them get reinstated, thereby coming to the aid of the very same people who lobby for them to be silenced on a regular basis. Vouch celebrated when Molyneux got banned. He called for Stephen Crowder to be banned. Piker also lobbied Jack Dorsey to ban Candace Owens. And they'll both behave exactly the same whenever they ban me. I mean, come on, if I so much as even started an account on Twitch, they'd ban me before I was even able to make one broadcast. Vouch will probably just get reinstated by the end of the week anyway, that's what normally happens. And I'm sure Piker missing out on a whole week's worth of super chats won't really put much of a dent in his multi-million dollar mansion buying bank account. It seems despite both their fanatical vehemence in amplifying regime narratives, to the point where Vouch now literally defends the morality of global CIA interventionism like some kind of Bush-era neocon, the regime is now ready to dispense with them anyway. Why the need to rely on left-wing live streamers to socially re-engineer the kids when they're now doing it at the high school level anyway? But again, no sympathy. If you spend years helping giant corporations establish a power monopoly on who's allowed to engage in free speech, don't come crying to me when those same behemoths you helped empower decide to turn the lights out on you.
Now, I'm going to get to a final news story here, because, again, it's another example of how political correctness isn't just being nice to people, it literally kills. This is a story out of the UK. Great-grandparents of baby girl murdered by lesbian couple warned social services, but were told that they were racist and homophobic. This was a 16-month-old toddler called Star Hobson, who was violently abused by this lesbian couple, one of whom was a gypsy. They swung her around by the legs, they hit her in the face. During one social service visit, the kid, the toddler, even walked into a sofa because it was still disorientated from being abused. Again, being raised by a 20-year-old and a 28-year-old lesbian couple. Daily Mail reports social workers investigate the couple who killed the baby. They even declared a referral to them as malicious. Five different sets of people complained about how this couple was abusing this baby. The grandparents of the baby specifically complained. And what did the social services come back with? Well, they ignored a total of five separate warnings from different people before labeling the great-grandparents who complained homophobic and racist. Because apparently, if you're lesbians or if you're gypsies, you can just abuse and murder kids and get away with it without any intervention whatsoever. Meanwhile, we've had stories before where adoption couples who have got exemplary records, but for example, they support UKIP, they voted on it for a right-wing party once in their history, literally get the kids snatched away at the first available opportunity, despite treating them very well. Meanwhile, this lesbian couple, because they were gay, because they were gypsies, abuse was ignored. Grandparents were called racist. That's going to wrap it up. So, not news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.